Today's our noble lineage will be presented in Hindi, Sanskrit and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alaksis, Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog and Thai. स्वागत है प्रकाशित दर्शकों। उत्तरी भारत में हरिद्वार के निकट साधुओं और संतोषपुरी आश्रम पर हमारे कार्यक्रम के अंतिम भाग के लिए पिछले सप्ताह हमने सुना कैसे नर्मदा देवी पुरी माँ 24 वर्ष की आयु में भारत आई और बाबा संतोषपुरी को खोजा जो सप्त ऋषि द्वीप पर उनके गुरु बने।
I was in the search of God. So I found him in human form, in the immense austerity what he showed to me, in his simplicity, in his complete renouncement of any kind of desire, of any kind of getting anything. And especially I found a belief in him and trust in him, because he didn't teach through the words or through lectures or through books, but through his own personality. His completely commitment to truth, to service to the cows, to service to saints.
बाबा संतोषपुरी का आध्यात्मिक अभ्यास जैसे उनका नाम संकेत देता है संतुष्टि का अवलोकन था।
He was a sadhu in any time. He was never attached to any worldly life or to he was considering his children as not others than every other children. There was not such an abundance of fruits. So if there was a fruit or a sweet or something, so he would always give it first to the other children and last to his own children. What we call sentimentality, attachment, is one of the enemies of spiritual life. No? So it should be taken with, especially with children, would not give too much sentimentality, attachment. I mean, give truth, give love. Love doesn't show with embracement and kissing and things like this.
पिछले सप्ताह नर्मदा देवी पुरी माँ ने बताया कैसे उन्होंने बाबा संतोष पुरी को अपने पति के रूप में नहीं बल्कि एक आध्यात्मिक मार्गदर्शक के रूप में देखा। उनकी सहायता से बाबा संतोष पुरी ने 1978 में हिमालय की तराई में पूर्णतः शाकाहारी संतोष पुरी आश्रम की स्थापना की, जिसमें लोग गाय कुत्ते रहते हैं और फल तथा सब्जियां उगाने के लिए भूमि है। आज आश्रम पवित्र गंगा नदी के वन क्षेत्र के मध्य में स्थित बाबा संतोष पुरी के परिवार द्वारा संचालित किया जाता है, जो उनके शिष्य भी हैं। उनके पुत्र योगाचार्य गंगापुरी, उनकी दो पुत्रियां और उनकी पत्नी स्वयं नर्मदा पुरी। गंगापुरी बताते हैं पिता के रूप में एक साधु के साथ बड़ा होना कैसा अनुभव रहा।
He was mostly strict, but I later noticed that he was not at all a father, but a master. Mostly there was a strict practice that was going on. But still I saw his love in pouring everyone, giving the same. And that is the most important practice, that you deal with not this is your son, this is your wife, or this is not like that, no? Everyone is same. So that's was the main his practice, and it keeps him content, and that was his name.
And how did your father's self-realization express in his daily life?
In his charity, like doing cow seva and giving offerings to people in the form of food and offering them with a lot of love. He made by himself all the food for all the people.
He would sacrifice first his own, everything what he has, his own body, his everything for the others, and then if still is something left, he would take a little bit for himself. So he would never eat, for example, before anybody on the island. He first served the cows, and then we would get something to eat. So, and very, very little sleep. When I came, he was not lying down at all the whole night. He was just sitting in the lotus position. He taught me to stay 24 hours in divine consciousness, not to separate. He didn't speak English, he didn't recite any lecture, so he gave me only the divine name and says, our divine name is truth. I stopped talking for 1 year besides the name of God.
Supreme Master Television ne 2010 mein Kumbh Mele ke dauran Santosh Puri Ashram ka daura kiya. कुंभ मेला एक प्रेरक तीर्थ स्थान है. यह भारत में हिंदुओं के मघ महीने के दौरान लगता है, सामान्यतः जनवरी या फरवरी में, और 4 से 6 हफ्तों तक चलता है. प्राचीन ज्योतिष शास्त्र के अनुसार इस विशेष समय के दौरान भौतिक स्तर से लेकर उच्चतर साम्राज्य के मार्ग खुल जाते हैं सभी निष्ठावान भक्तों के लिए. 2001 में इस कुंभ मेले के दौरान ही बाबा संतोष पुरी ने अपना शरीर त्यागा था.
He told us a long time ago that he will leave the body in the Kumbh Mela or in 12 years after his own guru had left the body sitting in the Kumbh Mela. So we left Allahabad and the next full moon he left the body. So around midnight. And he left in complete lotus position. And I had the grace to serve him in these last minutes, and it was certainly one of the greatest realization of my life to see him leaving the body. And the most wonderful thing that it liberated me from any kind of suffering or mourning or emotions or the like, because I saw that the body goes but the soul stays. I saw the Guruji who has left the body is now 100 times more present in everything, in the flowers, in the children, in the place, in his everything.
नर्मदा देवी पुरी माँ ने 40 साल पहले अपने गुरु से मिलने के उपरांत अपनी यात्रा के बारे में एक आध्यात्मिक आत्मकथा लिखी है.
There's so much you experience just by changing from a worldly person into a spiritual person, because now the level of consciousness has changed. So there's so many things that happen, so much understanding of from your former life, from other people's behavior, from plants, from animals, from everything. You know, all of a sudden it's like the opening of the third eye, the eye of realization. I always wanted to write the book, but still it took me another 6-7 years to really to bring it into paper, because I wanted to find a language what is nearest to a spiritual experience, and that to a subtle experience what actually is unexpressible and has no word. I think I should be some inspiration for, because it is now so many people come to India, come to find a guru, to do spiritual praxis and to renounce, but Maybe it inspires them that it is quite a serious and quite a hard thing. But the most beautiful thing, therefore I call it tears of bliss. There's so much suffering, but the suffering is turned into bliss.
बाबा संतोष पुरी के गुजरने के एक दशक बाद भी आश्रम के निवासियों ने गायों की अच्छी देखभाल करना जारी रखा है, जिसमें सुबह जल्दी उठकर उनको खिलाना और उनकी मालिश करना शामिल है। आश्रमवासी सभी जीवों के सम्मान में शाकाहारी हैं। करुणामयी वनस्पति आधारित भोजन दिन में दो बार दिया जाता है, दूध के साथ जो आश्रम की गायों से आता है, जिन्हें बहुत सम्मान के साथ पाला जाता है।
Can you share with how you think about vegetarianism?
People are not aware that you are doing suffering. I mean, I remember my mother, she couldn't eat a fish because the fish, first you chew the fish when he's happy in the water, and then he looks at you and smiles at you, and she says, then I should kill him and eat him. No, that I cannot do. And this impressed me quite a lot. I said, this was my first confrontation with vegetarian. Then it was with spirituality, and then it was just by coming to India. It is just by coming spiritual, by coming unviolent. So how can you eat, kill and eat? It is just not possible. And from this experience is, since after Babaji's Samadhi, I've stopped to eat even cereals, so I live only on fruit and milk. Milk, I must say, I take because we believe in the holy cow. Some fruits, or sometimes somebody makes some vegetables. It is wonderful for your yogic practice because you become completely sattvic. Sattvic means you're peaceful, compassionate. All anger disappears just by itself if you take the unvegetarian food out, because if you don't kill anymore, so treat all, even plants, with respect, and all your energy, there's no jealousy, nothing is left, it becomes so quiet, so balanced. And our cows are very happy because we give first to the calf, and the calf, she produces more milk than she gives to the calf. No? So the calf cannot drink so much milk. Here they get good grass, special grass, they get also grains, and so they will have more milk than the calf can take. So she serves the creation by giving milk, like we are serving the creation by doing some charity. So the cow also, we don't use a machine or something, and if the cow doesn't take one trip to give milk, then we leave it.
सभी पर्यटकों को शाकाहार अपनाने के लिए प्रोत्साहित किया जाता है आश्रम में और बाहर, और साथ ही ब्रह्मचर्य, मौन, आत्मनियंत्रण और नशे से परहेज करने के लिए कहा जाता है। यह सब आश्रम में रहते हुए शारीरिक और मानसिक शुद्धि पाने और शिक्षा और आत्मज्ञान के लिए एक प्रेरणात्मक वातावरण बनाने हेतु किया जाता है। मानव सेवकों की ही भांति आश्रम के दो निवासी कुत्ते मंगलम और सितारा भी शाकाहारी योगी हैं।
They eat also only chapati and milk, so they are very nice dogs. They even so devoted to our practice, so they don't miss any meditation. And the dogs before also, they would always go at 5 o'clock when there would be a Gita lecture. They would be, go first to the temple and sit there and wait. But there's sleeping meditation until the ritual or whatever is finished.
उत्तरी भारत के जाड़ों के महीने में घूमते साधुओं के सुख के लिए चिंतित परम गुरु चिंगहाई ने नवंबर 2009 में $20,000 का दान किया और हमारे संगठन सदस्यों से साधुओं को 4300 कंबल बांटने का निर्देश दिया। इस समाचार को सुनकर संतोषपुरी आश्रम ने अपने द्वार वितरण के लिए प्रेम पूर्वक खोल दिए। नर्मदा देवी पुरी माँ ने अपना धन्यवाद परम गुरु चिंघई के लिए प्रकट किया.
According to the Gita, only sacrifice is our work and mission to liberate ourselves. So as long as we can give or make other people give, this is the highest way to reach also other people, yes? To reach many people. So it is a very beautiful. I saw it today in the distribution of so many blankets, how beautiful it was to see that people from other countries come and give charity to the sadhus. I think she is a big instrument of the divine mission, divine creation. Thank you.
भारत में हरिद्वार के निकट संतोषपुरी आश्रम पर हमारा कार्यक्रम अब समाप्त होता है. संतोषपुरी आश्रम के परिवार और वासियों के लिए हमारा हार्दिक अभिनंदन. युगों पुरानी योग जीवन शैली की एक झलक हमारे साथ बांटने के लिए आशा करते हैं कि आपका मार्ग सदा दिव्य कृपा और मार्गदर्शन से भरा रहे. संतोषपुरी आश्रम पर अधिक जानकारी के लिए कृपया देखें www.yogganga.org. गुणी दर्शकों, हमारी विवेकवान वंशावली पर आज हमारे साथ जुड़ने के लिए आपको धन्यवाद. अब कृपया बने रहें परम गुरु टेलीविजन पर गुरु और शिष्यों के मध्य कार्यक्रम के लिए. नमस्ते. Thank you, virtuous viewers, for joining us today on our noble lineage. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciple. Namaste.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.